If there won't be a transformation, what is there left to do? Wait and get ready, fight? It's like an environmentalist friend of mine says that the reason he protects various wild places is because as things become increasingly chaotic, he wants to make sure that some doors remain open. And what he means by that is if bull trout are still around in 10 years, they may still be around in 100, but if they're gone in 10, they're gone forever. So the primary thing we have to do is to switch our loyalty to the natural world. And once you make your loyalty to the natural world, then what you do in specific can be determined by your own proclivities. So I have a gift for writing, and so what I do is I write in defense of the natural world and attempt to recruit other people to also act in defense of the natural world. And other people have minds that make it so they're really wonderful at tearing apart timber sale appeals. And so what they do is they help trees to stand by filing timber sale appeals. And other people have various other gifts. And so what we need to do is to make our loyalty to the natural world absolute. And then once we've made our loyalty to the natural world absolute, you act from there depending on what you love and what your gifts are. I always think about some questions that someone asked me, which are first, what do you love? Because whatever you love is under assault. So find what you love and then defend your beloved. That's the first thing. The second thing is the second thing is, what do you love doing? You know, I love writing. I know people who love organizing. I know a person who, she said, I have a spare afternoon. I'm not doing anything. So I'm going to go stand outside of Walmart and leaflet. But she likes doing that. I don't. So find what it is you love doing and use that in the service of the land. And then the third thing is, what are the largest, most pressing problems that you can help to solve using the gifts that are unique to you and all the universe? And again, I have a gift for writing, and I can articulate these things that we all know in our heart to be true, but to which we've not yet put words. And in so doing, perhaps I can help other people to articulate what they know in their hearts to be true, but to which they have not yet put words. And in so doing, I can help disentangle them from this culture of lies, and then they can act however they feel is most appropriate to defend what it is they love.